to the Good Energy Doctor and Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I am Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Here we're going to explore together how to discover the beauty in life, no matter what is happening in the outside world. So, today I'm going to talk about how a happy, wonderful, purposeful person like yourself that you're on your way to now can still fall prey for overuse of telephone, I could call it. I think that in these days where we have all our life in the pocket, so to speak, our phone is with us all the time, and we are always available, and we can always answer questions. You will see that this availability is a blessing and a curse. So I want to tell you kind of my story so that you will see how important it is to always keep focused on how much time you are being available, so to speak. So a few years ago, easily got sick. My stomach wasn't always good, and I felt like I wasn't so creative anymore. I didn't know really what it was. I was exercising. I was outdoors a lot. I was eating well. I was really doing what seemed to be all good things, but something wasn't right. And I went to a person who has often treated me in the past when I had things to deal with, and she said, "Your body is just one big stress ball. You have to stop." And I was thinking, but my life is not so stressful. Why is this happening? And if really what it was, as soon as I woke up in the morning, I would turn on my phone and I would look at WhatsApp or email or Facebook or whatever it was, and I will answer things. I would be really, I felt like I was proactive. I would start working early and get some things out the door before I go in the shower, and then came out of the shower. It's a new burst of this, a new looking at this, looking at that, and answering things. And I felt like I was so productive. And I was really trying to coach several people at the time, so they came back with new questions. And all through the day, it was this ongoing boosts of things. Not just you sit down and you do one task, but constantly came new things, constantly. And I let it happen all the way to the moment I put my head down at night. I kept the cortisol level high. That is a stress hormone. That is a way for the body to really mobilize itself when it is in danger, which means we have a lot of energy to our arms and legs so we can run and climb or whatever it is to get away from this danger. Very little is going to the digestive system. That's why you start having stomach issues. Very little is going to your frontal lobe, which is where you have creative thinking. And very little is going to the immune system. Because think about it, as we were living a long time ago, who cares if my immune system works well when I have to save my life this minute, right? So all this was supposed to be a stress response. Now we run, now we hide, now we something. But in our modern lifestyle, this stress level keeps on going. And cortisol also is a kind of chemical that is part of the stress response. And it also steals from our sex hormones. So, for instance, testosterone is made from the same beginning as cholesterol. So if you feel very stressed, the body's going to take those beginning molecules and make them into cortisol. And your testosterone level will go down, which is for men a very big thing. For women, it's also important. All this, the balance of all the hormones, all the chemicals in our body, so important. So what did I do when I noticed this? Then I started to know that I'm even slightly trembling all the time. Just reaching out my hand, I could see it's kind of shaking. And I knew I was just full of this stress. So I decided to do something radical. And I really recommend it for you sometimes. Maybe it's like we can have occasional fasting to cleanse ourselves. And now this is a phone fasting. I told my colleagues that from 9 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening, you can expect a response from me. If it's some emergency, we were working on something very time critical at the time. If there's some emergency, call my husband, because my phone is going to be off from 6 o'clock on until, okay, so I turned it on at 8, but don't expect any results until about 9. It was such a drastical change, but you know, in 3 days, I started feeling normal again. I could think creatively. I could, my digestive system was better. I started feeling like myself. But I had devoted myself to a 10-day detox like this. And I stayed with it. Just like when you are taking antibiotics, for example, you feel very, very sick and you go and you get antibiotics and in 3 days, you're already feeling much better. But you're supposed to take the medication for 10 days. So sometimes it's hard to remember because you're already feeling back to normal. But if you don't, the bacteria would easily come and attack you again. You have to finish the whole round of antibiotics until it is all wiped out. And that's the same with this phone detox. You need to just let it go. Get used to it. I even got to in my phone detox 10 days, I can only text anybody who's not work related in my lunch hour. Nothing else. And that was also very important because if you're trying to help somebody, a friend of yours is going through something, you want to be there for them, which is wonderful, but you can't make it hurt you. That person definitely doesn't want you to be hurt. So I decided only during the lunch hour can I do something that is not work-related. So during the lunch hour, I will call someone or text someone or check in on this person or check in on that person. And then the lunch hour was finished, and that was no longer possible for me. This was drastic, but it really saved me. And I know that some of my colleagues sometimes have run into this burnout or beginning burnout where all of a sudden things doesn't work anymore. You start getting really, really sick or very sick easily. Maybe once a week even you will get fever and have to stay home. So you are not being more productive by always being on. In fact, you are in danger of harming yourself. Now, as you know, this podcast is about getting to that happy, wonderful place. So I wanted to take in this aspect. In order to get to the happy place, we need to be grateful. We need to clean up our subconscious mind so it doesn't constantly bring us back or make us reactive instead of responding to various things that comes to us. But living in this modern lifetime where things are changing so quickly, we also have to realize that we need some kind of phone hygiene. And of course, this goes for our children as well. Many children in the Western world, at least, will get a phone when they're still relatively young. And if you let them be on that phone, because it's easy, right? It's kind of, they're occupied, they seem to be happy. But especially these things with TikTok and YouTube shorts, you scrolling, and every minute or so comes a new something. And they can be totally unrelated. And our brains are not learning that way. Ding, a minute this, ding, a minute that, ding, a minute this. It is like we're filling our head instead of roots for trees to grow, memory trees to grow in our brains, of learning new things. It really becomes like pebbles. Our whole head is full of little stones that are rolling around because they're not attached at all. It's like little memory bursts, but they become kind of dirt in our head. So it is important that you teach your children to never use the phone before they leave the house in the morning, and in the evening before they go to bed. This is true for teenagers as well, which is not always so easy to control. They should really have a place where they put their phone when they go to bed. And it should not be in easy reach from anyone. And it should be on silent, or ideally not disturb, for example, so that no vibrations or anything will remind you that you have a message or somebody's answering. Especially since the world is round and we have many different time zones, you might be working with people that live 4 time zones ahead of you or 10 time zones behind you, and their day has just started when you finish working. And it is super important to know you don't have to answer any emails right now just because they are sending it. They're sending it because they sit in their workday and you do not. At 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever, you don't need to answer any emails. They know that your workday has ended and should not be expecting anything unless you promise it, of course. And we have to keep this hygiene up so that we can stay in that happy, healthy, strong, purposeful place. So, I bless you and me that we should manage to enjoy the phones and make it be a blessing for our families and not a trip up wire. So in the morning, for example, when you wake up and you have this idea, oh, I want to Google it, see what's up, what is that really about? Just write it down. Don't do it. Just write it down. What is it about? What question did you have? What word did you want to check? Just write it down. And as you are ready for work, then take it out. Google it, check it out. But don't have that constant stimulation in your life. Wish you luck. Life is so special. Let's live it to the fullest. In our modern world, we want to be able to enjoy our phones and enjoy the easy access to any information, anytime, all the time, and connection with other people, etc. But just be aware that your stress level goes up, and have some kind of phone hygiene for yourself and for your family. Make a goal for yourself of when you start in the morning, shouldn't be right away, and when you end in the evening, don't let it be just before bedtime or when you're going into your to bed, and don't have your phone buzzing and stuff next to your bed. So you might at 2 o'clock in the morning also want to check your email or your WhatsApp or your whatever social media feed. Just do that to yourself. It's a gift, and you're going to prevent yourself and your family from creating a sickness for yourself. Good luck. Life is such a gift.